or other stuff. Look at that. See, that's what it was like. Standing right over here with that phone thing right there and the stand right here, and this was it. It's her fault. It's her favorite shirt. It's my wife's favorite shirt, so don't make a big deal out of it. What are you saying, Shannon? It's a nice shirt. You all want one, right? Okay, that's what it was like. Thank you to the wonderful church cleaning crew. Do you have pictures? Yesterday we had Alan and Lula here. And let's see, there's Anita and Don and Sue and Colton and Chrislyn and Brooke. And there's, Brian back here. He was on the lawnmower a little bit later. Brian and my wife, yes. She was the ringleader of all of that. And here's the crew getting the piles ready for our bonfire whenever that's going to happen. And there's Brett and Adam and Brian and Bulldog and Dwayne and me. Woo-hoo! Okay, yeah, we had a good time yesterday. I think we're still a little undecided exactly when and how we're going to do the bonfire thing, but we'll let you know. Well, probably. I don't know, someone was talking about a torch, so it might be a little more exciting than just a match. So, what else? Directories are available back there on the table. Thank you, Don, for all the work you did on the directories. And I don't think we have announcement about this, but she also, as most of all of you know by now, has masks back there if you want one and need one. They're different sizes. So see Don if you have any questions about those masks. Bible study Wednesday night is resuming. Woo-hoo! 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1 following. Alrighty, next Sunday, there he is, talking about Hollywood. Holliswood. We'll call you Holliswood. Okay, so he will be sharing the message, be in prayer. What's that?
Does he do firewood too?
Well, I don't know, we'll see. A little hell and brimstone, is that what you're talking about? No. Anyway, next Sunday. I guess we're at the scripture on the front here then. I rejoice. Now, this is probably the most appropriate scripture we could have for this Sunday. And, of course, it's always out front here on the front of the church. I rejoice with those who said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Yeah. Amen. And I will give you thanks in the great assembly among the throngs. I will praise you. I have made a point quite often in the past to say we should never take for granted that we can do this. And now even more than ever, we understand that. We never want to take it for granted. So this is a return rejoicing Sunday. We're going to be giving you opportunities to share testimonies at certain points if you want. So be aware of that. If you'd like to share something, we'll give you that opportunity later. But for now, let's pray. Father, we do rejoice in being able to come back into your house today to gather together, to be one in body as well as how we have been in spirit in the past number of weeks. Thank you, Lord, for those who are here. We pray your blessing in each one, mindful of those that aren't able to be with us this morning, some with other physical needs, and so we pray for your healing in their lives. Thank you, Lord, that we can honor and glorify you today. We just want to pour out our thanksgiving and our rejoicing that we're here in your house today. And we join a chorus down through the years of many, many, many who rejoice, including Jesus himself. And it's in his name that we pray. Amen. So I don't know if you want a hug and smooch and all. Righty, lest you're worried about the time this morning, we have spent a little extra with the testimonies, and we might have a few more here with our readers. Is anybody really worried about it this morning?
No, I got a 12:30.
Oh, you? Who's? No, forget it. Just, it's all right. I'm hoping to get mine done. All right. What, Dwayne? Something wrong?
Static.
I'm just. What happened there? It's. I got what?
I got better.
I got better. offended if Mike and I had a hug and a kiss right now.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bulldog. Okay. We have this thing going on. All right. It's all right. God is great. So yes, this is our first Sunday back together in like 8 weeks, two months exactly, and we have missed it. I have missed this especially, coming to get down here a little closer and interact and share the message together. And we're going to share multiple passages of Scripture today that focus on one thing, and that is the fact that we can come together and be in God's house, be assembling, gathering together, returning, being restored, and that's we're just celebrating that today. And so there's not a whole lot extra to say beyond that. I'm going to leave it to our leaders this morning if they have some testimonies as well. And so we're just going to begin with that. First of all, from the psalmist. The psalmist has a ton of it, not only Psalm 150, that's the end of it. So it's the praise we're beginning with this morning. I'm cutting out, aren't I? Psalmist praise. I'm going to be quiet and let Alan read.
Psalm 22. I will declare your name to my people. In the assembly, I will praise you. Lord, I love the house where you live, the place where your glory dwells. My feet stand on level ground. In the great congregation, I will praise the Lord. I will give you thanks in the great assembly. Amongst the throngs, I will praise you. I will proclaim your saving acts in the great assembly. I do not seal my lips, Lord, as you know. I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and your saving help. I do not conceal your love and your faithfulness from the great assembly.
And so we have done that this morning a little more than normal, coming together and being able to, it might be on this end, Sue, I don't know. Being able to share our praises and our thanksgiving, declaring it to each other. And I'm going to just like turn it off and just speak out in the open. Is that okay? Or is that going to mess up the recording, Kathy? Okay, I think it's more important for me to just be able to communicate here. Without that distraction. Right there is an example of why it's good for us to be together. Now, I was going to say that it is not absolutely necessary for us to come together in God's house in order for the church to be the church. And I think we've heard that many times during this time. But it does help. It does help. God designed the church for a reason, told us to gather together for a reason. We can feel the reason this morning. We have missed it, and so I don't need to preach on and on about it. But all these passages are just, I don't think we knew, or maybe you knew, how many passages in the Bible there are that talk about being glad to be able to come together and assemble together. Lula, read another one.
I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. Blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple. Praise God in the great congregation. Praise the Lord in the assembly of Israel. You, God, are awesome in your sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. Praise be to God.
How lovely is your... How lovely is your dwelling place, Lord Almighty.
My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may have her young, a place near your altar, Lord Almighty, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They are ever praising you. The heavens praise your wonders, Lord, your faithfulness too, in the assembly of the holy ones. In the council of the holy ones, God is greatly feared. He is more awesome than all who surround him. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. And can I say this?
Yes, please do.
I just wanted to say that when this all hit, I was very anxious about it. And several days went on until I realized I just needed to trust in God. And so having being home was nice, because then I could read my Bible more and pray more and just bring scripture throughout the day. But soon I let all the news and stuff get to me again, took it back, continued to be anxious. Then I was reminded again, trust in God. Then I went back to work and was anxious, thought of scripture during the day, and took it back. But this weekend, I was just sitting, and I heard a whisper says, trust in me, just trust. And then I knew I just need to do that, just completely trust in him. Whatever will be, it's his will and not mine.
Thank you.
They reeled and staggered like drunkards. They were at their wits' end. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Let them exalt him in the assembly of the people and praise him in the council of the elders. Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart in the council of the upright and in the assembly. I rejoiced with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carry seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them.
Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him. You servants of the Lord, you who minister in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of his faithful people. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
In that day, the sung in the land of Judah, we have a strong city. God makes salvation its walls and ramparts. Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, the nation that keeps faith, and those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Declare a holy fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the people. Consecrate the assembly. Bring together the elders. Gather the children.
This is what the Lord says. You say about this place, it is a desolate waste without people or animals. Yet in the towers of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem that are deserted, inhabited by neither people nor animals, there will be a herd once more. The sound of joy and gladness, the voices of bride and bridegrooms, and the voices of those who will bring thank offerings to the house of the Lord, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord Almighty, for the Lord is good. His love endures forever. For I will restore the fortunes of the land as they were before," says the Lord.
So this mic has been turned down. that was good. Okay, so the psalmist and the prophets go on and on about praising the Lord in the sanctuary, in the assembly, in the house of God, and all of that. And this is all good. But of course, the culmination of that kind of praise and appreciation always comes down to Jesus. And we may not think about Jesus really valuing the temple and all of that very much until we're reminded that he got a little upset at one point when the money changers, you know, were doing their thing in the outer courts, and he straightened them out, overturned their tables, threw them out of there, and the disciples looked on and they said, reminds us of a scripture in Psalms, "Zeal for your house consumes me." That was spoken of Jesus, and I hope and I... speaking for myself, I have a real zeal for the house of the Lord. I was privileged to grow up in it and to experience so many blessings in the times of gathering and just the association with the family and the body and all of that. We can go on and on and on. And anyway, it comes down to Jesus, and then it brings us to the final point, which is Hebrews, holy house, hallelujah. Hebrews, holy house, hallelujah. Had to get a little bit of that alliteration added to this final point. And so Bulldog gets the privilege to read that, and Jesus, of course, is included in there.
Both the ones who make people holy and those who are made holy are of the same family. So Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers and sisters. He says, "I will declare your name to my brothers and sisters. In the assembly I will sing your praises." And again, "I will put my trust in him." And again he says, "Here am I, and the children God has given me." Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, bearing witness to what would be spoken by God in the future. But Christ is faithful as the son over God's house. And we are his house, if indeed we hold firmly to our confidence and the hope in which we glory.
In addition, as I said, to all the psalms and the prophets and those who expressed appreciation and joy to be able to go into God's house, Jesus is among those. And not only is he among us, he is over us. It is his house. He's jealous for it, and he really likes it when we gather together and join him in his house. And we're reminded at the end, though, at the very end, that we personally are his house. We have this building. It's good to gather together. A lot of good things happen in the house that will only happen in the house. But it comes down to the fact that we are his house if he lives in us. And our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. So his kingdom is within us. We share it together. It's a whole lot more enjoyable and glory and all that when we share together. I have really, really missed you all, and especially the testimonies and hearing how God has been working in your lives. Again, that's why God designed it this way. He wants us to come together on occasion and just share the good things of the Lord. It encourages us, doesn't it? It helps us to grow a little bit more and multiplies our experience of Him. And so we want to respond to God's word this morning. Return, rejoicing, response. I think it is expressed beautifully in an old hymn entitled, I Love Thy Kingdom, Lord, which is one of my favorite hymns. But this is a bit of an upbeat version of that old hymn. And I want you to take a special note of the background that my wife has put there with the words, and I hope it'll touch your heart as we stand together now to sing, I Love Thy Kingdom, Lord.
Thy kingdom, Lord, the house of thy abode, the church our blessed Redeemer saved with his own precious blood. I love thy church, O God, her walls before thee stand, dear as the apple of thine eye, engraven on thy hand. For her my tears shall fall, for her my prayers ascend, to her my cares and toils be given, till toils and care shall end. Beyond my highest joy, I prize her heavenly ways, her sweet communion, solemn vows, her hymns of love and praise. My highest joy, I prize her heavenly ways, her sweet communion, solemn vows, her hymns of love and praise. Earth can yield and brighter bliss of heaven. Beyond my highest joy, I prize her heavenly ways, her sweet communion, solemn vows, her hymns of love and
thank you so much for your kingdom, your church, your assembly, your body, your family.